All right, headphones on.
That's right.
All right. A lot of computer troubles, but we're going to get it cracking.
Yeah, man. Tech is not your friend.
Tech is not
your friend. Or mine.
Well, yeah, it's definitely dislikes. Well, it probably dislikes you more than me, you know what I'm saying, for whatever reason. Well, I'm just saying, you know, Uganda has the whole, like, tech thing jumping off and, you know, Rwanda. So, you know, black folks are taking it back from you guys.
From you and yours.
Be on the lookout. We're on
the way. I'm going to let you have that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
wait a minute. I don't know if I like that too much. What up, y'all? You are live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Trek Life and your fam Kev Sakota.
What up? What up?
We are doing this through like thick and thin, you know, computer failure, all sorts of crazy stuff is going on, forgetting power cables. Shout out to me.
Overcoming adversity.
Overcoming adversity to deliver you guys the greatest of content. Opening question, right, Kev. First of all, sir, this isn't the opening. Well, I'll ask you that on the other side. yo, Kev, real quick. Just, you know, just a really quick, very simple answer to this question.
Oh, boy.
Do you have your Christmas lights up yet?
No.
Why not?
Oh. Fortunately, I still don't have anyone in my life who's bugging about that stuff. So
you're not going to be festive. Is your block festive for Christmas, or are you guys all
scrooges? We're not crazy. Our block's not super crazy. There's some people who kind of go all out. But I put a wreath up today on the front door, which is more than I've done in years.
Okay. I put reefer in the air is what I just heard. Anyway, we will catch y'all on the other side. RapSucksRadio.com, and let's holler at y'all.
This is Shay from LA, and you're listening to Rap Sucks Radio.
What up, y'all? You are live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Trek Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
You know who I am. I am your rap Bill Buffalino.
Oh, wow. This is happening. I also got my my sister.
I'm going to lean into it.
Yeah, you already have. also got my sister, Dr. Sharon Bruner, in the house. So,
Dr. Bruner.
Dr. Bruner here.
Hello.
No microphone for her this time because more technical difficulty reasons. So there's that I won't get into.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty crazy. Wow. My tech life is going. Trek life is not tech life right now. how was your give thanks day, man?
It was good, man. It was good. I was putting a reefer up in the air.
Putting a reefer up in the air. Did you go? did you cook anything?
By the way, if you say or hear the word reefer, you're not smoking weed.
You're not smoking weed. Smoking grass.
You're playing yourself.
What did you cook for give thanks day? Did you cook anything?
Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing.
For those of y'all who are not aware, Thanksgiving is being changed to Give Thanks Day. We don't celebrate the pilgrims, but it is a day to give thanks, and it's an international holiday, so that's what we're doing from here on out, as long as we remember.
That's right.
Anyway, who is out here tripping, though? All right. Cary Vandergriff is out here tripping. If that is not a name you're familiar with, it's understandable, right? A drunk man who was masturbating in a Florida supermarket parking lot slugged an elderly man who told him to cut it out, a report said, says the New York Post. Shout out to Layla in the building. What up, though?
Absolutely.
For pulling this
one. One of our tight team of consistent content providers.
Procurers of great content. But I this did turn out to be out here tripping, although Kev's title, Kev, you might be the title king right now.
Thank you, man.
You're a jerk.
I
Oh man.
By the way, I know you said that I know you said the old man walked up, you know, went up to him and told him to cut it out, but I prefer to believe that he walked up to him and said, "Beat it." We're starting early, baby.
We are in the building. So 39-year-old Cary Grant Vandergriff was allegedly masturbating with his pants down in a Fresco Imas in Miami on Saturday afternoon at about 5:30 p.m. That's a lot of information for how and when and a time of masturbation. Is that what we have?
That's
now?
The thing. I want to make sure everyone realizes the words that Trek just said were literally quoted from the art from the article.
This is me straight reading the article. Time of masturbation was 5:30 p.m. The elderly man
5:30 to 5:32,
depending upon right. The elderly man approached Vandergriff and told him to stop and/or beat it. Perkev. Vandergriff then slugged him in the face, knocked him to the ground, according to the report. And he continued pummeling the man while he was on the ground. This is all really horrible. But did he pull his pants up first?
That's what I wanted to know. That was my question. That out of all the information that the journalist decided to relay onto you, the avid reader of news, did he do the pummeling and then pull his pants up?
I'm gonna tell you that. I'm gonna tell you like this. I better be elderly because there is not a human being on the planet that I'm allowing to beat me up with their pants down. I don't care if it's Mike Tyson. You're gonna have to pull your pants up first and put a belt on or something. Like I'm not allowing it. You know what I mean? It's just not gonna happen.
Something.
For real. This is ridiculous. We should also connect this to a prior story we had on Rap Sox Radio. Oddly enough, when Shea B was in the house. Of the elderly people that were having a public orgy in a park.
Right.
Was this one of the elderly, like, men? Was he, you know, only we can do it? There are a lot of questions here. You know what I'm saying? Was he aware of such? Did he say this is not the place for that? There's a park over there where we all do it.
Or did Mr. Vandergriff just severely misunderstand the situation? Did he misread the situation and the dude just wanted to, you know,
get involved,
join in,
yeah, be just, part of the squad?
Yeah.
Like, have you listened to Rap Sox Radio? They read an article on this, and yeah, we can do this, buddy.
We should take it to the park. But hey, man, if you want to put the moss in Fresco y Mas, let's do it.
Oh my God. I'm already sick of this topic. But he certainly is out here. Dude, listen. All right. Just you can't. Those are two far opposite types of crimes.
That's all you had to say. You can't.
Yeah, you can't. Those are two crimes that are way too difficult, too distant of a spectrum, right? Like, first, you're jacking off in public, and then you're beating up elderly people. Like, that's too much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That should be automatic life in prison. Like, all right, dude, this crime of doing too much. Just whatever. Lock him up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Yep.
Speaking of lock him up, Trump 2020, make America great again. Again?
Again. Old news.
Right. This is super. A lot of this is old news, by the way.
Yeah, we're drowning in old news.
Yeah, this is an old news episode. North Carolina school officials cancel football game after cheerleaders put up a Trump 2020 banner. All right.
Yep.
North Stanley High School, about 50 miles east of Charlotte, ABC News reports. A week after authorities placed a North Carolina high school cheerleading squad on probation for displaying a pro-Trump banner before the football game, the school officials abruptly canceled the school's Friday night game due to safety concerns. All right. Kev, did you get into this one? Did you read this one?
Yeah, I mean, it's 3 months ago. What I realized as I was saying this is all old news is that the news actually tries to take a break over Thanksgiving. But you know what Rap Sucks Radio does?
It also takes a break?
We don't do that. Yeah. We don't ever do work. So then when we have to go back and dig into the crates of stuff that we passed over.
It's like, yeah, we weren't working to begin with.
Put together
with
a show.
Listen, if you're listening to this at work, just realize that we're not working. Like, this is, yeah. I hope our lack of work is getting you through work.
but yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, yeah, none of this was that shocking. What was shocking was that there would have been a contingent of people that would have caused safety concerns.
Well, I wonder what the safety concerns were, because they really shut it down because this kind of made its way to Facebook and there were people who were upset on behalf of the students, so they vowed to show up to the next game and protest the school, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, that's really where all this kind of stems from. I'm curious as to whether someone threatened or did something extra out, like people tend to like to do. But yeah, right. the school, really the reason wasn't so much because the school disliked Trump. They just have a policy against anybody, students, teachers, or whatever, having political apparel or sharing political views during school hours, which is fine at a high school. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah, that's why I'm saying it's not like, I'm like, yeah, all right, I'm not surprised. You know, and then someone from the comfort of their Berkeley apartment was on a VPN and decided to make threats on Facebook or whatever. It's like, okay. But then, you know, what I found interesting was how much nobody really cares, because they had a protest, right? Or people, not a protest, people showed up to support the cheerleaders.
Yes.
And it was about 12 people.
That was the most empty protest I've seen in the history of protest.
There's a video. There's, you know, 12 people. One of them's got a rainbow flag up. So who knows what's going on?
Rainbow flags for Trump, yeah.
Hey, man.
It does happen. No, what I found most funny was it was the weakest protest I've ever seen. It was like, and the least threatening protest I've ever seen.
Right, right. Carrie Vandergriff was like, I could take all these motherfuckers with my pants down.
Yeah.
Bunch of old. Talk about old head energy.
What's up with the one, there's always one like Larry the Cable Guy looking Trump protester though?
One?
Well, I'm just saying it, but no, I'm saying definitively one. There are some that are, you know, dressed similarly or whatever, but there's one that looks like he mimicked his style directly. Was like, I want to look like Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh, like, was that you?
Was that me what?
That there was a noise.
Oh, yes, that was me.
There was an alert. Oh, yeah, you've called me out on that before. You know what? Your technical skills are terrible. Your technical skills are like that of the people who were in that protest.
Are they that bad?
Save for Larry the Cable Guy, Larry the Cable Guy's got a little bit of technical expertise. Were you talking about the overalls and the trucker?
Yeah, it's an overalls, trucker hat, like faded tattoo that, you know, that says something like, you know, yippee-ki-yay or whatever. Like, I'm not sure. And it's all good, man. Like, style, do you kill it, man. Do your style. Style it up, man. Like, the hat, it's like, how old is that hat? Kill it out there. Do it. I'm just trying to figure out why there's always one, like, no matter what. Is it the same guy? How exactly do you all look exactly the same? It's just, it's odd.
It's the demo. I feel like it's a little, I think we're being a little bit, we're making harsh generalizations when we say things like that. Trek.
Hey, there is an all-black Trump contingency. I mean, wait, what was the Asian chick we were talking about months ago?
Oh, yeah. What's her name? I forget.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I mean, whatever. It's obvious that it's a diverse group of people, but I'm just trying to figure out how, no matter what, like, even at the all-black, you know, 200 black professionals for Trump rally, there's a Larry the Cable Guy there. Like, how did he get in there? Wait a minute. He's not even dressed professionally. Like, this is $1,000 a plate, you know, dinner. Why is he sitting there? How did he get in there?
Was it a? Is he just Larry the Cable Guy, or is it a black Larry the Cable Guy?
No. It's like the white. It's the white one. It's not like. Oh, yeah, okay. I would feel so much better if there was like an Asian one and a black one and then like a Cuban one. Oh. But it's like the white. It's just the same one. Like, I'm trying to figure out.
I think I just realized that black Larry the Cable Guy is Bill Cosby.
Black Larry? No, that can't be true. That cannot. That is not it.
Prove me wrong. The ball is in your court, Trek.
I mean, that's just not. Get her done is not a joke that Bill Cosby would ever present. Period. Point blank. There. Oh boy.
Prove me. Do a chart.
Do you want me to put together a chart?
I'll give you until Thursday to submit your PowerPoint.
It's not happening. God, dude, that just triggered so much work that I have to do at my actual job.
I know.
God. God, that sucks.
I want that Cosby PowerPoint on my desk Thursday.
I am not giving you a Larry the Cable Guy versus Bill Cosby PowerPoint, Kev. It's never happening. I don't even have that type of energy.
Oh, man. Have you ever seen him in the same room at the same time?
No, but there's no.
There you go.
Did you know that? Have you ever read the story that Bill Cosby put all his money in Bitcoin before he?
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Or put like a large sum of money in Bitcoin before he got locked up.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, I can post it on RSR Podcast on Facebook, but. Yeah, allegedly he put a lot of money in Bitcoin before he was when it was inevitable that he was going to go to jail.
Oh, so he did it. So that was the shelter.
Yeah, to shelter his cash. Yeah.
I thought maybe someone was taking Bitcoin for roofies or something like that.
No, nope. That's not how that works. That's not how that works either. We're way, way off how that works. That's.
Quaalude coin.
Oh my god, this show, boy, this show. You know what, I feel like my sister has met an Amish person before.
Cool.
No, Mormon. She said Mormon. Oh. Are they the same? All right.
They are not the same.
They are not the same. Although.
Yeah, you're going to end up getting your ass beat with your pants down.
Right? I don't even know what the. Yeah, be at the bottom. Right, for real, because the Samoan Mormons will come after. We have listeners in Hawaii. I got to be real careful how I move saying the word Mormon out loud.
Tulsi 20, whenever.
Yeah, for real. Kev, Title King Kev.
Mm-hmm. It's hard work and sacrifice.
Living in
an Amish paradise.
Yes. It's hard work and sacrifice living in an Amish paradise. I had to do that.
That was cool, man. That was cool.
Whatever happened to Coolio? Just all over the place, Rap Sucks Radio, by the way, guys. But whatever happened to Coolio?
I think he's just spending his money.
At this point, right?
Wasn't he on? Was he on? He was on a reality show. Was he on The Apprentice?
Was he?
I don't think he was on The Apprentice. He was on some reality show, though.
Yo, that dude got super rich at one point, just putting out hits, gangster hits.
Yeah, joints.
That white people dance to.
Right. But I mean,
okay, that might have
you remember County Line?
Yeah, County Line was one of the best songs ever.
County Line was fresh.
Yeah, County Line is one of my favorite songs.
Wow.
Shay said she saw him on Wife Swap.
Oh, that's interesting.
That is very.
I don't even know what that is, but that sounds pretty Amish.
That sounds pretty Amish.
I don't even know what that. I had to go and look up, sort of. I went on Wikipedia to see, like, okay, I think when you say Amish, things come into my head, and I'm assuming that they're ignorant things that okay. I think I know about what it means to be Amish. And I was right.
You were right?
I was right.
That it
but
was
I think
ignorant
we should get
accurate?
Into the topic a little further before we reflect on how stupid we are about this group of people.
I almost feel like we should say what we... Okay, whatever. Two Amish men, that's two words, Amish men, mm-hmm. escape police after being pulled over for drinking and driving their horse and buggy. Right? CNN reported this. Okay, the reason why I decided to make sure you guys knew that it was two, you know, separate words, Amish men. Because that's what I was wondering, is that what we call them as one word, Amishmen? You know what I mean?
Hmm.
The Amish.
I call them Amishies.
Amishies. the Amishmen.
Mm-hmm.
this is such a stupid story.
We prefer Amish American.
Amish American? All right, cool. Trumbull County Sheriff's Department in Ohio is where this is who was involved and where this all took place. Deputy Eric, whatever, dude, Hermsdorfer,
Eric H.
came across the men while on patrol the early morning of September 15th. Early morning, mind you, they were drunk. They was getting it in early morning, but whatever. Well, I guess it was like early morning. When he attempted to stop and question them about drinking and driving, they leapt out of the buggy and disappeared into the woods by the side of the road, according to the police report.
Uh-huh.
Here's the best part, though. This part, hold up. Yeah, where are you at? Wherever you are right now, just hold on to your chair, because to me, this is the funniest part. Meanwhile, the horse pulling the buggy also took off. I mean... Horse was like, man, fuck all this.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't dealing with y'all. I ain't even want to be here to begin with. I am out.
Oh, man.
What else was the horse going to do? Stop? Like, what was he going to do? You know what I'm saying?
Horse was out.
Horse was out. Like, he's like, I'm done with this. Yeah. Ultimately, though, they got away. The Trumbull County Sheriff's Department is requesting that they turn themselves in.
They didn't turn themselves.
They had, as of the end of this report, which is old news, they had not turned themselves in.
That's so great.
Multiple questions abound. My sister said they drink, which is a question I have, right? The other question
that was definitely something that I was like, yeah, you know, because they're, you know, the religion is a very central part of the community, right?
I didn't know. I don't know if Amish men, Amish folk, if it's a way of life or a religion, or I don't know anything about it. I just know, you know, Odyssey used to talk about coming across them out in Maryland. And Dave Chappelle talked about coming across them, you know, as well.
Yeah, because he lives in Ohio.
Ohio, yeah. So, but I don't know. The other question is, are they that big of a community to where you can't just go get them? You know what I'm saying?
I know, right? It was like, you're not going to go and knock on doors.
Yeah, like, at the end of the day, like, how many Amish folk are there? Like, 40? I'm just trying to figure it out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know their names. Like, what an Amish name would be. Because I don't...
Yeah, I know. Yeah. They went door to door, and they're asking all the women. He had a beard, and he had a hat. doesn't ring a bell, officer.
I don't know. A name like Sven and Burek. Those are names that come to mind. As Amish names. Could I be wrong about that? This is so ignorant. But yeah.
We're very ignorant.
Yeah, this is extremely ignorant. But they got away, though.
You know what's the great thing about this?
What's up?
They're not listening to us.
Not at all.
But what did surprise me is that, one, okay, so there were so many things that were enlightening about this. One, what were they drinking? Michelob yes. Ultra. Of course they were.
Wait, they were drinking Michelob?
Two.
Wait.
There is a picture in the article with the carton of Michelob Ultra on the top of the buggy.
I didn't even peep that.
Like Larry the Cable Amish just... And they emptied, they polished off that case, and he just took it out the window of the buggy and threw it up on the roof.
Yo.
They were popping bottles open on the horse's teeth or
how did they get the
shoes or whatever. What was really going on? Okay, so that's one thing. Two, it was a horse and buggy. First of all, how can you be arrested for drinking and driving when it's a horse and buggy? Because I've been on a horse and you do not...
Yo, it is not the most steady
the
situation.
The horse is in control.
Yeah. That's why...
As long as the horse was not drinking, maybe that's why the horse ran. Maybe the horse was...
Yeah, the horse had a sip too.
Yeah.
To correct, my sister looked it up, fact checked, and names like Levi, Jacob, David, and John would be Amish names, by the way. So,
yeah, I think I don't know. I think we're treading on dangerous territory.
Are we?
Well,
are there some more Amish people?
You know, then the Amish. There's two Amish guys somewhere doing a Rap Sucks Radio podcast, and they're saying every Japanese dude's name is Hiroshi, and every black dude's name is Leroy.
To be fair, I know quite a few Leroys.
Leroy Jenkins.
I'm just saying.
was Leroy Jenkins black? Let's talk about that real quick.
No, Leroy. I thought the last time we had a discussion about a person named Leroy Jenkins, they actually turned out to be white.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense then.
Yeah.
Do you know the story of Leroy Jenkins, right?
Enlighten me.
Oh, I can't. You just got to go Google it or YouTube. Actually, on YouTube, just go.
Okay. YouTube.
And we'll come back.
Okay. Yeah. We will reconvene on the Leroy Jenkins story.
And as soon as you see what it is, then you will say, yeah, there's no way that.
Leroy Jenkins is a great
name. Last point on this is that, or at least for now, is that the buggy was outfitted with a giant stereo system.
What were they playing?
That's what I want to know.
Were they listening to Coolio?
We need to get the journalist from the Carrie Vandegrift story to dig in and do a deep dive.
Oh, God.
Sort of paint a color picture for us.
Oh, no, that's all right. That's all right. I think that journalist has worked hard enough. Oh, man, I didn't even mean it like that.
Ugh. Yo, there was this time that I was DJing, and this could have all just been people trying to play me, but there was no reason for them to lie to me. Is that there was a dude who was dressed like an Amish person.
Okay. At the club.
And you know, remember there was a reality show called was it called Amish Paradise? Or Amish Life or something?
I remember
like that.
I remember that there was an Amish reality show, yeah.
Oh, Amish Mafia or something
Amish
like
Mafia,
that.
Amish Mafia, yep, that was it.
And evidently this dude who was at the bar, so obviously they drink, was on that show.
From Amish Mafia.
Yeah, so I hear Amish, I'm like, okay, I'm ignorant. I hear Mafia, I'm also ignorant, but I know what not to do. Someone wanted me to play Coolio. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure that I don't want to do that if this dude, because why do I want to do that to myself? So he literally comes up to me. I'm like, listen, this is what somebody asked me. All due respect. Are you okay with that? He's like, hell yeah.
I don't think he
said hell yeah.
Why?
I don't know. So I played Amish Paradise and he loved it. It was great. But I took a picture with him. Someone took a picture of me with him, and it came out blurry.
Oh, that's sucks.
I don't know why.
That's another
I'm just
thing.
Saying.
That's there's a lot of folklore going on right now. Possibly vampires. Like I don't know. You know. I'm nervous.
Oh, that picture remains on my Instagram.
Really? You and the guy from Amish Mafia and a person from Amish Mafia are on your Instagram.
Evidently. Allegedly.
I really hope that that's the case. I really hope that, that's actually the person from Amish Mafia.
Yeah. He said it's what it is.
And it was not Halloween. Just to clarify, I'm just saying it wasn't Halloween.
It may have been Halloween.
It may have been Halloween.
But it wasn't Halloween.
But it wasn't. Okay. All right. Reefer was in the air, I'm imagining.
Sure.
Oh, boy. I'm just hyped that they got away. They ran into the woods and got away. And the horse... I'm sorry, but the horse is still the funniest part. The horse was like, horse, I'm out. Yeah. Like, what are we...
The horse is...
Why do I need to stop?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the horse is the sleeper hit of this entire story.
So, yeah, the horse is... Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Can we hit him with a damn nature slash old news, yo?
Damn nature!
Let's do it.
Yo, damn nature. Stingrays trying to let you know it's fall, son. This happened on October 28th. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's how far back we're going. But I wanted to talk about this story so bad every week, and I could not find a way to fit it in because I love this story, and I'm just hype about the fact that it happened. All right. A record number, LA Times reports, a record number of swimmers were stung by stingrays Saturday in Huntington Beach. Officials said 176 people were injured by the creatures. The warm weather sent a large number of people to the water, contributing to the surge in the number of stingrays. All right. I just have to throw this out here.
Oh, wait, hold on. Did that's what I wanted to know. Did the warm weather increase the number of stingrays or the just there are more people, so more people get stung?
Okay, I'm thinking the latter. However, I do have a quick story to go with this. So,
okay.
One time we were in Long Beach. No, we did not get in the water. I know it's Long Beach. So, people from the city, don't do that, all right? We were in Long Beach near the water. There was like an event. You know what I'm saying? But it's still sand and sun and all of that, right? But it's late. It's late in the year for the event. So I'm like, look, I am not going out here looking like I'm going to the beach. I'm not doing it. It's October. I'm not doing it, right? Mm-hmm. So the lifeguard dude walks up to us and he's like, don't get in the water. And I was like, don't worry about that, fam. I'm good, right? Like, I wanted to be like, dude, it's Long Beach. Who gets in the water? Like, for what? Why would we do that? You know what I mean? But anyway... He was like, yeah, it's hella stingrays out there. I was like, wait, what? He was like, yo, it's like the floor is like littered with stingrays. You probably shouldn't even get anywhere near the water, right? So that's a year ago. That's just like a year or two ago. Because that was for Sarai when she was doing like a hula event. So when I saw this story, I was like, yo, the stingrays, you know, the warm water sent the people out there, and the stingrays sent them back. Like, nah, B, like, this is our time. Y'all had the beach all summer. You know what I mean? It's fall. Yeah. Get out my water. You know what I mean? But what really came to mind was the end of How to Survive in South Central.
Explain this to me.
Okay. You know how at the end, she's like, now you realize it ain't all it's cracked up to be. You realize that it's fucked up. Yep. Palm trees and palm bitches. You better pack your shit and get the fuck on. That's what the stingrays was saying.
This is Los Angeles.
This is Los Angeles. The fuck out of the water in late October. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you got to go further west for that. You know, Hawaii is still warm. Out here, you know.
Yeah, no.
Water is mine now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Yeah. How to Survive in South Central. Well, Long Beach. But really, man, Huntington Beach, of course, you can get in the water. I mean, it's one of those things. Last time we were in Huntington Beach, that same day there was a great white in the water.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like literally whatever, six lifeguard towers down, We read later on that there was a great white out there that day. But I won't be far unless that dude can like walk like 40 feet onto the beach. I'm straight. I'm not gonna ever get caught by no great white. Like, I'm good.
Land shark.
Land shark. Yes. That's about
singing telegram. You're that clever land shark.
Yeah. There's no way. So people in the water late October, if you're not surfing, you probably should just go on and get out there and chill out. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I'm with the stingrays on this one, long story short. If you're not getting anything from this story, just understand I'm really down with stingrays for this. I feel like yeah, they did the right thing. So
yeah.
This isn't a damn nature you scary. This is a damn nature you right. Damn nature, you right. You know what I'm saying?
You win.
You win. All right, you gotta explain this next title to me.
Yeah, it's a little bit deeper than it needed to be in retrospect. Since this is Matt
Razor. Oh,
there you go.
There we go. All right. All right. Settle down,
Reefer.
Kev.
Reefer was in the air.
Settle down, Kev. All right. Mm-hmm. Nerd news.
You ready? Nerd news.
Kev called this the Meta Buck 50. All right.
All right.
Jesus. The Moto Razr 2019 is official. Remember the Razr, Sharon? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, it's the 2000, is it out?
Yeah, it's out. Well, I mean, I've seen, because I mean, to add to the story, I've actually seen a couple, but anyway.
Oh, no, you have?
I haven't seen them in the wild. No. I've watched those, like, unboxing shows or whatever about them.
Right.
So, you know, it's a foldable smartphone with no display crease, right? It's the Razr, but it's like folds out into a phone like you have now with no crease in it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well,
right.
And one like Kev finally has. But so this, you know, old school tech meets new school tech, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ars Technica reported this. So, Kev, the phone, and my quote on this was that phone was whack back then and it looked whack now. What's up? What, did you have one?
I didn't. I didn't have any. The only slightly current like phone that I had was there was a Nokia, and I don't remember what the model number was, but that joint was kind of the current joint at the time, but I never had a StarTAC. I never had a Razr. I was just
I had a Sidekick.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I had one all right, hold on. Now, when we first went to Europe, like Odyssey had one, and they were the only ones that had like the SIM card thing where you could actually like use it overseas and like text and type and all that stuff.
Wait, you had a Sidekick that late in the game?
For Europe, yes.
That was a T-Mobile joint?
Yep.
But was it the... Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
with the slide-up joint? Yeah. Yeah, it was trash. But I did have one. And I remember people having those Sidekicks. And I used to think that was so fresh back when it was hot. But I didn't have the chirp and all of that. And, what was that?
The one that you could flip out with your one finger?
Yeah.
You flip it out with your thumb?
Yep. Yeah.
Think you're all fresh?
Yeah, you're all fresh. This phone is $1,500, though. So, I mean, you know, hell no. Nah.
That's the MetaBuck 50.
For real.
That's why the title is so pithy.
Did you try to rhyme
that? If I pay $1,500 for a phone, it better answer itself and tell whoever's calling that nobody calls anybody anymore.
Yeah, and you, from the unboxing videos, it ain't even like on point technically. Like, it doesn't have all of the current features that like a $700 Nokia phone would have. You know what I mean?
Oh, I thought it had full Android.
No, it does, but it ain't swagged out like all the other Android skins. You know what I'm saying? Like the Samsung, it has like
a 1.5 megapixel camera.
Yeah, exactly. Like the camera, The only thing you could do is flip that joint.
You take pictures. It looks like a bodega camera.
That camera always looks like it got liquid on it. Like, yo, why am I paying $1,500 to flip the phone up and down?
But does it flip like a razor?
It does. And it has a big old bricklayer piece at the bottom of that joint, too. Like, it's trash all the way around. I mean, I'm hyped for the tech. Like, I think it could definitely be expounded upon. Also, I'm going to throw this out there. I feel like the Razer was like the cheater's phone. Like,
you mean like, what do you mean?
Like people who cheated on their lady and cheated on their dude. Like they all had Razers.
Huh.
I don't know why.
So you got cheated on by someone who had a Razer.
I did not. No.
Okay.
I did not. I don't even remember what type of phone that person had that did that. But it definitely wasn't a Razer. I don't think she was technologically savvy.
Oh, man.
But, yeah.
Yeah. $1,500 is too much money. It better fold itself. It should unfold itself. It should read all your emails and texts.
$1,500 is a grip. Apple be trying to hit you for that, though. Like, Apple be like, new phone, $7,500. You be like, wait, what? What's different? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. Oh, all right. No. Nah, B.
Mm-mm.
I don't want none of that.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, they could have that. So, yeah, but I do want to know if there's anybody listening, you know, out there that really is interested in this phone. Like, why are you interested in it? What about, is it just to see a, you know, foldable screen? Or, I mean, I kind of want to go to the store and look at one, unfold it and be like, oh, that's crazy, and then be done with it. I feel like maybe in 10 years, we'll all have a foldable phone, you know?
I'm sure we will, but is it the size of a Razer?
Yeah, like all the specs are similar.
It seems like
pretty similar.
Mad big. Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, the specs are similar like to current phone specs, but it folds in half. So it's like, I guess that's the benefit.
Yeah, but the Razer, the reason they call it the Razer because it was mad thin.
This is supposed to be relatively thin in comparison as well. But, I mean, you know, I don't know. If you're a smart tech person, you never really get the first version of anything, right? You're like, so I wouldn't be on the foldable phone train right now.
So I'm super smart.
Yeah, well, I'm refraining from throwing shade. I could throw a lot of shade, but why? Why would I do that?
Come on. Come on, tech life.
I have so much shade for this. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm not paying $1,500 for that. But, you know, good job, folks. Y'all did it. And I'm proud of y'all. I don't like Motorola anyway. Shout out to Traumatics. But nah, Motorola whack. So keep that too.
Why, he likes Motorola?
He likes Motorola, yep.
Oh, I should have asked him. I was almost going to get that phone that you could put all the extra stuff on, like a transform. It was like a transformer.
Yeah,
phone.
For what?
It's out
for
now.
What? Whatever, the Barbie Dreamhouse phone? Why?
Is that what it is? That's what you call it?
That's what I call it.
That's not nice. I would have had to hear that?
Yeah, I'm
glad it.
That's how I feel about that. Yeah, phone with removable parts.
When you used to get a phone? You used to get a phone to hear people talk. The only reason I get a phone now is to hear you shut up.
And you're still outdated compared to me.
I finally said it.
It don't matter. I don't gotta be quiet with your old. Your phone already old. So I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
It ain't older than Silo phone because, you know, Silo just like to have old phones for no reason. I mean, and shout out to y'all.
Give it about 3 months and your phone's going to look like.
Nope. Got a smaller phone now, so that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to y'all Henri Tech people, by the way. Like people who refuse to upgrade their life because, you know.
Is that what you're calling me?
No, not you.
Yes, you are.
Not at all. Not at all. I just think you're bad at tech altogether. Like, I don't think it has anything to do with...
Oh, my God! This is getting severely personal right now.
This is great. I actually like this episode a lot. Yo. Yo, you guys have been listening to Rap Sucks Radio, man, which is old boy Track Life for you, fam. Kev Skoda.
Oh, I hate you.
Old phone. We like to thank all of y'all for listening. We will catch y'all next week. Straight up and down, RSR Podcast, on Facebook, Rap Sucks Radio on Instagram and Twitter, and rapsucksradio.com. Like, subscribe, enjoy, discuss, get down with us.
A very smart person encouraged everybody to rate us.
Please continue to rate
five
us.
Five stars.
1, 2, 3, 4,
not
five.
Not 4.5. Five.
Five. You know what I'm saying? Fifth. Cinco. Right. Thank you. Thank you, Sharon. Thank you.
Cinco.
Yeah. Catch up with us, man. This has been Rap Sucks Radio. We will catch y'all next week where we will discuss. I never do that, so I'm not going to do that this time. Thank y'all for checking us out.
More old stuff.
This is an old news couple of weeks. On the count of three, we say peace. 1, 2, 3. Peace.
Peace.